a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider here on this Wednesday night, the 20th of February, 2008. Got a good show for you tonight. We're going to have Josh Ruse on with us in the first hour. We're going to talk about the satellite that has been broken and heading back towards Earth. Tonight they hit it with a missile. And oddly enough, they did it during the lunar eclipse. So we're going to talk about the significance of that. And we're going to do that during the first hour. Then in the second hour, we're going to spend a little time talking about, you remember Barbara Olson supposedly making a telephone call from Flight 77 that was allegedly hit the Pentagon to her husband, at that time, Solicitor General Ted Olson. There's some questions about that. And so we'll talk about that in the second hour, plus open lines in the second hour as well. And chat rooms are open right now at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to have Ethan Allen on. Ethan has done an extensive article on a number of these groups like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, found out that these people are giving money to groups like La Raza. And so we're going to talk about that tomorrow night with Ethan and just how they're basically essentially funding both sides, and these groups are playing both ends against the middle, just like people in our government have done for the last six decades. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow night. Then on Friday night, looks like we'll have the Young Guns Roundtable. So it's going to be a good night, good time, and glad hopefully you'll be with us for the rest of the week and then on. And as just things kind of happen, this is kind of one of the reasons why I like to kind of keep it loose. When something does happen, something does break, we can kind of sit and talk about it a bit and not be locked into anything in particular. But I do like having guests on, and we've got some more. We're going to get Jerome Corsi back on. Man, he's been writing a ton of articles as of late. He's got an article that he written. We might get into it in the second hour regarding the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas welcoming the head of banking from Mexico to be a part of some type of think tank that's there regarding integration of global currencies and the like. Sounds like North American Union. You know, the thing that's not supposed to be happening? Yeah, that one. So I'm going to try to get Jerry back on probably next week, and some other things, other people that I want to talk to and other people we want to get on the program. There's just so much going on. I mean, just so much cool stuff happening that I'm just looking forward to tackling it and moving forward, getting information out to people, and us taking this country back. I am positive. I've got loads of energy. Part of it, that's the hemp seeds. And this bowl's almost toasted again tonight. Part of it's the hemp seeds, but part of it's knowing that we will win in the end. And that's what's driving me. And we're going to take a break and come back on the other side. We'll dive into the satellite shooting. Coming up here in a couple minutes on the Midnight Rider.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 213-7655.
Welcome to the show. Mouseketeer roll call time tonight here on the program in the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org. We've got Airboss, Believer, Dennis Puffing. I don't know what Dennis is puffing, but he's in the chat room. So Fresh, Knight Rider, Pirate Outlaw, one of our micro guys, Rogue Dolphin, and Whip It. But Whip It Good. Bump, bump, bump. All right, over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room at midnightridershow.com, A. Barry Jane, A. Moral, Amos Moses. He was a Cajun that lived down in the swamp. Kill alligators with one hand, because that's all he got left, because the alligator bit it. Bella Luna, Break the Box, Chowda Time. D. Girl Van Meter, Doug, Gulag 2008, Josh Grund, Manimal. Ooh, the Manimal. Michael, Mike CTW, Rob Works, and zing, all in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. Glad everybody is in and in their places. They're not on their places with bright smiling faces. So everybody is there and wonderful. I want to welcome to the program right now, Josh Reeves. Josh does a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's called The Global Reality. It's also weekdays on the TruthNet Radio Network from 1 to 4 p.m. live with a weekday edition of The Global Reality. And, Josh, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me back on the program. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Tonight, the U.S. Navy, the ship, the Lake Erie, out in the Pacific, launched a missile and hit this satellite that has been on its way down. It was scheduled to come down, I think, on March the 6th, if we didn't do anything about it. And tonight they hit the satellite with a missile during the lunar eclipse. Actually, pretty much during the totality of the lunar eclipse. And the Navy had a 10-second window, folks, a 10-second window every day from the position where they were at with which to hit this satellite. And first off, it's interesting that we're launching missiles to shoot satellites down. It's not the first time we've done it. It was done before from an airplane at 80,000 feet that launched a missile up into space and took out another satellite. But it's the first time we've done it from a ship. But, Josh, quite a bit of significance regarding the time that they chose to do this with this lunar eclipse. Let's talk a little bit about that because this new world order, new Illuminati, Masonic, occultic type stuff, and all of those symbolisms always seem to rear their ugly head.
Yeah, and it always seems to be that either the government or NASA or anybody of that nature, they're always obsessed with astrology. They're obsessed with the alignment of the stars. They always tend to do their operations according to the astral alignment. I mean, look, you know, it's a well-known fact that Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan had kept an in-house astrologer in the White House. They wouldn't do anything without consulting their astrologer first. This is very rooted in the nature of what these people do. And I'd been saying it, as you know, Mike. I mean, I was telling everybody, hey, look. You know, this is BS. They're not going to shoot this down on Thursday. They're going to do this on Wednesday during the eclipse because this is par for the course for these guys because everything has a meaning, and NASA is full of all sorts of occultic symbologies and the history of that. I mean, you know, you can go to back to Jack Parsons, who created the rocket stage booster that's used on the solid rocket boosters, which is shaped like a pentagram. NASA loved him so much they actually named a crater on the moon after him, the Parsons crater. And, you know, there's just tons of this stuff. And again, this is no surprise that these people choose this time in which to do it. And again, as you mentioned, the 10-second window. This is not something these people just do by happenstance, Mike. I mean, this is very carefully planned, and it has a very definite meaning to it.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, this orbit this satellite had basically took it over darn near every city and town and also Air Force Base, Naval Base, missile silo, anywhere across the country, the satellite could have been taken down. Even around the world, for that matter, with the orbit, the way it was inclined and the way it was moving. But they choose that place in the Pacific at a certain point in time, and lo and behold, there just happens to be an eclipse at the same time we decide to launch the dadgum missile.
Yeah, and you know, it's very indicative of this type of thing. I mean, look, we've been talking about the new space race that's going on for space-based weapons. You can go back to Wernher von Braun. And his quote, we talk about that quite a bit on the show here on RBN as well. And, you know, again, the thing about this is, Mike, and you actually, I heard you talk about this, and you actually agreed with me. I mean, you know, this whole thing smelled to high heavens of a front. I don't think that the missile was actually the intended use for this thing. I believe it was some sort of particle beam weapon. At the same time, if you look at the type of missile that they used, what you have is a multi-stage rocket. And essentially this thing, once it enters into orbit to the target, it splits apart, and then there's basically a warhead type of a device that splinters off and then ejects into the satellite to bust it up. Well, there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of stuff going around because a lot of people believe they have a new version of that that's classified that actually, when it breaks apart in the final stage, once it enters the atmosphere, actually has a particle beam weapon inside of it that can detonate satellites or anything else of that nature. So there's definitely something here, an air of some sort of sophisticated technology. And the thing is, the race is on. We had China come out saying they're launching more new spacecraft in 2008 than they ever have. And, again, I mean, we'll get into this a little bit more here in the program. But, I mean, you just can't help but think that these people, are definitely staked and rooted in doing this. They could have done it any other time. I mean, the weather wasn't even perfect. They were saying the weather was going to call this thing off, and they went ahead with it anyway. Very suspicious.
6 and 8 foot swells out there, out there, and I mean that's not small by any stretch of the imagination. Not, you know, especially on some little cruiser running around out there, and a couple of destroyers that they had, one for doing the tracking, and the other one for as a backup. So you've got these cruisers and this destroyer out in 6 and 8 foot swells, and I don't know, a lot of these old sea salts are going, that ain't much back in WW2. Is that 30 foot swells? What do you think? But still, you know, the conditions weren't optimal, and they shot this thing off anyway at the appointed time, again, during the totality of the eclipse, Josh. I mean, right smack dab in the middle when the moon is totally covered. And you had talked about that. That's what, when I first read the article, I was, whoa, hang on a minute. We did what? We went ahead and shot it off because earlier in the evening they were saying it was going to be delayed and wasn't going to happen today. And then all of a sudden, here's the news that, boom, it happens. So somebody somewhere looking at a bunch of 33s decided we're going to do this tonight.
Yeah, and it goes, the reason that is, Mike, and it goes right hand in hand with what these people are obsessed with. I mean, look at all the Masons that you've had, Freemasons you've had through the history of NASA. You had Buzz Aldrin, all the people on the Apollo mission were all 33rd degree Freemasons. They actually did a Masonic ritual on the moon during the course of while they were doing this and declared the moon to be the sovereign property of the Grand Lodge of the 33rd. And what this ties into is their worship of the sun and Lucifer and Baal and that kind of thing. And so what you have essentially is when you look into the Masonic text, you have the representation of the double-headed eagle, which is positive, negative, the dark and the light, Enel and the Nikki. It has multiple different meanings. Well, that is what the sun and the moon is also represented as. If you look at the double-headed eagle or the double-headed phoenix portrayed in 33rd in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, you can also portray that as one side being the sun and one side being the moon. And so when you have both of these going over each other, this represents a coming together of two separate powers, the negative and the light, coming together and coalescing at one moment. So the fact that they would choose that exact moment when the dark and the light, the positive and the negative, are coming together, and you tie that in with what these people believe, you know, it's very, very symbolic. I mean, that's what Apollo means, Lucifer. That's the sun god. I mean, it all goes back to their worship of the sun and how that is represented as the creator being, and that's what the G also represents, is the grand architect. So, yeah, I mean, this is very much staked in this, and NASA has been doing all kinds of crazy stuff through the years. I mean, they've actually done rituals in space on the space shuttle where they, like, beheaded rats and things like that in experiments. I mean, it's just wild, Mike.
Well, and they were talking about the shuttle, you know, having to bring it down for safety reasons. I'll guarantee you that it has nothing to do with the shuttle being up there for safety reasons that they went ahead and bring it down, because nearly every one of their missions that they have up there for let's say like a week or 5 days ends with 33 somewhere in either the hours or the minutes in the length of that mission. And it happens every time.
Right, and they only have a specific window and a specific point of entry where they can bring these things down at. And if they don't do it at the exact time, it doesn't work. And so, again, you'll notice that it always happens at the time in which there's some sort of other astrological meaning. I mean, you know, this stuff just gets wild. I mean, I encourage everybody to look into NASA and look into the occult history of it. I mean, you can get into the names of the space shuttles and things of that nature. You had Enterprise, which was the one they used for test flights, Atlantis, Discovery, Challenger, Columbia, and Endeavor. And I mean, think about the occultic nature of that Columbia, which goes back to the Freemasonry, Queen Semiramis in Columbia. That's what you have in the Statue of Liberty and all these other different representations of the Challenger for the discovery of a new Atlantis. I mean, this whole thing ties together, and these people don't do anything by accident. Anything that involves the space program is a pre-decided occultic meaning to it. And again, I mean, this is unprecedented, Mike. We haven't had anything in our lifetime, really, as far as the space program goes, that has this much occult meaning to it, as far as the precise timing and nature of this, with, again, the positive, negative, and the dark, and the light. And the sun is very important to these people.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. And we're going to take a break and come back. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313. We're talking about the shooting down or the destruction of the satellite about 150 miles up in space tonight during a total lunar eclipse. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while. Maybe longer if I do.
Time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time, and can you see?
Back here on the Midnight Rider on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Joining us tonight is Josh Reeves, host of The Global Reality. You can hear it every Saturday morning here from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. And what a great show it is, and it's already fast growing, and probably one of the busiest morning shows around on a Saturday morning. A lot of cool stuff going on Josh's show. And we're talking about the satellite that the Navy launched a missile and hit tonight. that and a lot of the significance. And one of the things I found very interesting here, Josh, is the amount of information that they're putting out regarding this. I mean, they're going to the fact that they've had, you know, over 200 people working on this since January to modify a missile to make it ready to happen, that they've listed that they had six FEMA teams ready to go anywhere throughout the world in case the satellite, huge chunks of it came down and some of this hydrazine managed to find its way to the ground. I just find the amount of information that they're putting out regarding this very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's been suspicious to me from the get-go. I mean, these people normally don't tell us anything, especially when it pertains to these spy satellites. We know that they've crashed down in various places throughout the Earth before, and they always have response teams, secret black op teams that go out wherever they're located at around the globe, and they recover these things in secret. If anybody gets in their way, they have unlimited impunity to shoot to kill. And because these things have classified secrets, only that, these things carry small nuclear reactors to power them, so they're not talking about that. So the thing about it is, Mike, is that the fact that any time, I don't have to tell you or anybody else listening for that matter, that any time these people offer up information, you can pretty much turn that to the flip side of that and turn around and go, okay, whatever they're telling us, it's got to be the opposite of that. And, this comes right on the heels of China last year shooting down one of their satellites. I mean, this climate of installing space-based weapons in this race for this is really what is going to fully establish the New World Order, and they're going to have to get people to use all these countries to use their first-strike nuclear capability first. And an interesting thing I wanted to point out about why this happened during an eclipse, again, something I think is very telling, is the fact that the technical term for a lunar eclipse is a lunar occultation. And the word occultation comes from the word occult. So it's very telling when you think about that in terms of the timing of this, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, right smack dab in the middle of this eclipse, I mean, I just find that totally interesting. I mean, they would pick that particular point in time, to do it. And, I mean, first off, that, as the light of the moon's being covered, that's going to make viewing this thing, I know people out in Hawaii, had a bird's eye view of this missile being hit, because I mean, it was sitting smack dab right over them.
Yeah, I don't know if we haven't had any reports yet of what people saw it or anything else of that nature. But I mean, the whole thing about the weather and all that stuff, I mean, that was a smokescreen too. These people have guided systems. These are computer guided. The weather is not really a factor, especially when you're talking about the altitude. I mean, you're talking about the threshold of space and beyond. I mean, this missile's going out of the atmosphere and actually into space to shoot this thing down. So, again, it'd be interesting to see what we saw. I know right before I came on the show, I went outside and kind of looked at the lunar eclipse and noticed it and looked pretty wild. The sky where I live, right here in Dallas with all the lights and everything, sort of lights up the sky. I mean, the sky is like a crazy pinkish, greenish color out there. It just looks wild, Mike. I mean, something just feels really strange today. I can't really put my finger on it.
Yeah, and a lot of people have thought that possibly this missile going up was, might be a false flag to hit somebody else like Iran. I don't know exactly that, but just the amount of information that they're putting out, really kind of blows my mind. Now, I mean, from one point I can understand it, because you're looking at China. This is essentially is a tit for tat move with China and Russia, where China did it last year, as you mentioned, and now we're doing it now. It's kind of like saying, ha-ha, we did it, we can do it better.
Yeah, and really it's going to come down to, the United States being the deciding factor on who is allowed to put these missiles, these systems up there, these satellites, space-based weapon systems, things of that nature. And this is, again, a show of supremacy, because they're, sending a clear signal to the rest of the world that, look, if you try to install these systems or you try to put spy satellites over our country, we now have the technological capability to shoot these down, and we will do it. And that's really what this is. And, this is more really to send a clear message to people like Russia, China, all the people in that block to keep them away from going forward with their programs.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're certainly getting into the whole issue of the weaponization of space. We're going to talk about that after the break, because it's a huge, huge issue and where that leads. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. On a Wednesday night, eclipse night, missile shooting weather. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Is the number. If you want to be a part of the program tonight on the Midnight Rider, talking with Josh Reeves, the host of the Global Reality here on RBN each Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. And then also on the TruthNet Radio Network weekdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Central Time. Both times are Central Time. And Josh, this the weaponization of space, this is a huge issue. Because it can literally turn into a huge arms race, trying to put these space-based weapons up there. And I seriously doubt that they're not already there to some degree. We talked just about the fact of, the possibility of a particle beam weapon being used to take the satellite out. But when you get three powers, such as China, Russia, and the United States, not to mention people like India, Iran's put a rocket up. This could really turn into an all-out arms race in space just because of what occurred tonight.
Yeah, well, back in about November, I think, of last year, I really started, researching the possibility of these space-based weapons being used and a false flag type of alien event being engineered. One of the things that I came across in my research was I found and this is readily available. Anyone can go and find this. You can go to the Department of Defense, and I found their defense spending estimates for the year of 2008. And for fiscal year 2008, you can go and compare those with other years. And for this year alone, in 2008, they are spending more on space-based weapons. And you can actually go to the site and pull these up, and they actually have diagrams of the satellites with the weapons. I mean, it's amazing what they admit to on their own websites. So when this whole thing started to unfold with this satellite, I was, immediately red flags started going up for me because, I was sitting there saying, well, wait a second. If I found out 2 or 3 months ago they're spending more in 2008 on space-based weapons than they ever have, and this has all the indicators of some sort of test of that, we're maybe knee-deep in the middle of a true arms race here. And I think, as you said, I believe they probably do and have had those type of systems up for a while. But as technology progresses, Mike, I think that what they're bringing up, what they're putting up there now, is definitely more sophisticated than anything they've had before. And I can't help but think that the recent NASA mission that you mentioned earlier had something to do with that, either some sort of installation. I mean, what I believe is that what they were bringing down was actually old technology, and the NASA mission that just landed today was putting up some of the new technology, and this goes right hand in hand with not only the eclipse, and the installation of the old into the new and the dark and the light. So, installing something new and bringing down something old and the timing of that, it's pretty suspect.
Yeah, because of the tracking of these satellites and things is all public knowledge. I mean, everybody knows where the satellites are at. I mean, there's free programs out there that you can download and use that will physically tell you where a satellite's at any given point in time around the planet. And so, yeah, I would see, this type of technology going up, because I believe for some time, and others have believed it for some time, that there's actually two space programs. The public program that everybody is familiar with NASA, and another program that basically is off budget and black, and that they are doing the actual active space work, where the public front of NASA is just for show.
Absolutely. And I mean, from the jump, I mean, I've read for years that from the get-go, the shuttle missions were always intended to work hand-in-hand with secret black operations, and that the NASA missions from day one, when they were first being planned, were planned for the use and installation of Star Wars weapons. I mean, we had we always heard a lot about it during the 80s, during the Reagan era, but, it's come out over the past few years that they were already working on this when Carter was in office. So this is something these people have been working on for a long time. Again, Mike, it's just striking to me that you had Wernher von Braun tell his assistant Carol Rosen in 1973 that first the threat would be communism, then it would be Islamic terrorism from the Middle East, and if that didn't work and get people to acquiesce to the New World Order, it would be a staged alien attack as a pretext and as a reason to, get the world to allow these space-based weapons to be installed. And he said that all of it would be a lie, and she also went on to say that he looked very scared. So, I mean, I can't help but think we're in this time, Mike, where they're going to have to sell something huge to the American public to get the people to buy these space-based weapon systems.
Well, if that freaking Nazi was scared, I mean, here's a guy who's responsible for the deaths of over 25,000 people at Peanut Monday. If he's scared, something is nasty. And her, she's related that commentary on a number of occasions to people, and the story has never changed. I mean, the story has been spot on.
And the thing about it also is that she's also stated that many times that in his last days, as he was dying of cancer, he was just completely obsessed with talking about nothing but space-based weapons. It was like all he wanted to talk about was the installation of these weapons for some reason. I've read stuff where she said she couldn't figure out why he was just so obsessed in his final days about talking about the installation of these weapons and how people needed to find out that they were installing these things. I mean, Mike, it's really, you know, it's really a mystery.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. I mean, and you know, here this woman's close to him, and he chooses to impart this information to her. You know, at a certain point in time, and we've seen a lot of it. You know, the end of communism, although it exists in our own Republican Party, that's another show. but you know, and then the advent of the terrorists being the threat, and really, quite honestly, this terrorism thing is only going to have so much mileage before they have to find another boogeyman. And what better way what the ultimate boogeyman is E.T., because you can create him and manufacture him in any type of image that you want to create boogeyman into be.
Yeah, the terrorism thing's running out of gas. Everybody's aware of that. Even your most uninformed American, you know, citizen is not really buying into the whole terrorism thing anymore. And that's really the thing, Mike. They're going to have something on a grand scale that they're going to have to sell not only to the people of America but to the people of the world. And it's going to have to be something that that is really not that easy to debunk and that easy to uncover. And really, you know, again, my thing is I think it's I don't think it's going to be earthbound. I mean, you look into things like Project Bluebeam, you look into all this technology, stuff that, you know, I was reading about 6-7 years ago sounded like fantasy land. And now, you know, you had Prince Charles appearing at an energy summit in Dubai as a hologram. You had this audio spotlight technology that A&E has used, which projects a beam of sound into your head that only you can hear inside your head. I mean, this is all stuff we've heard about for years. They were going to do this. So if they're using this in the private sector and it's public out there and available, Mike, I mean, what do they have that we don't know about? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And one, you can only imagine what they have. I mean, just go look at the DARPA website and see the technologies and things that they're working on that aren't space-related. Because the space-related stuff, I guarantee you, if the DARPA's working on it, they ain't telling you about it. That's definitely off the books and totally black. And I think a lot of this stuff has been off the budget and black. And again, you've got NASA just kind of flittering around with some sort of a semblance of a public space program. Yet the real work is being done behind the scenes and off budget. I mean, look at NASA. They frittered around for over 20 years with the space shuttle that's turned out to be from a budget standpoint, nothing but a boondoggle. Because, I mean, the cost of bringing the thing down, refitting it, and to get it ready to fly again is astronomical. And the number of problems that they have with fuel leaks, I mean, they're experiencing the very same problems that they experienced with the Saturn V rocket during Apollo. As a matter of fact, the first launch for the moon for Apollo 11, and I don't want to get into a discussion on whether we win or not. Okay, but this is the information that's put out is that there were a number of fuel leaks and problems with the Saturn V rocket itself, and yet they never solved those problems into the space shuttle program.
Well, let me mention two things. First off, being, you know, that gives, you know, a lot of credence to what you mentioned about there being two different space programs. Because, look, if anybody is believing these people don't have the technological advancements to have leak-free, shuttle cruisers and things of that nature, I mean, we're seeing the junk, Mike. What they show us on the TV, what they show us in these little launches, that's the junk. The real skunk work stuff, these high-altitude cruisers, these orbiters they have that are gigantic, that look basically like a cross between the SR-71 and a stealth bomber, that if you saw one of these things at night, you would think was a UFO, because Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman has been working on these unmanned vehicles and these huge aerial reconnaissance things for years. So I mean, the stuff that they have that we don't know about is definitely there, and I believe that they are using this stuff for these space weapons and things for installation that right now we just don't know about it, and these things are kept very tight-lipped. But you mentioned the Apollo mission, so I have to mention one thing real quick. I'm not going to get into whether we win or not, but I wanted to mention this because you talked about 33 earlier, and this is very interesting. I want people to pay attention to this. 33 minutes after Apollo 11's famous landing, Buzz Aldrin celebrated a ceremony to the goddess Isis. And the star of Sirius, which is very much what these people, especially Freemasons, are really pay their homage to, stood at the precise moment ceremoniously at 19.5 degrees above the Tranquility Base on the lunar horizon. Right at that exact moment, it was 19.5 degrees above the Tranquility Bay as they did their ritual. So again, you can get into whether or not they win or not. Well, look, if they did or they didn't, these people did a ritual, and this is very much staked in that. And again, that ties into the secrecy, and that's why you have all these different NASA people being Masons. They're already this is very much akin to all your black ops, all your different compartmentalized groups. They bring them into these secret groups because then they test their loyalty, they test their secrecy, and then that's when they bring them into the top secret missions because then they're proven that they can keep their mouth shut.
Oh, hey, talk about testing your loyalty. String your butt out 250,000 miles away from home. That'll test anybody's loyalty. I mean, right? Hey, you're 3 days away from home, and there ain't no way to walk. You step out the capsule, you're sucked like you've been put in a vacuum sealer. I mean, it's you're toast and gone. Me personally, I think we went. And I know a number of people don't, and I know that there's documentaries and things out there that say that we didn't. And I've also seen the same issues that they've come up with debunked. But at the same time, you know, why would you go through the trouble for all those rituals if you didn't go? And plus two, and I know this, I'm going to get beat down on this, is the size of the cover up would have to be so huge because a lot of people don't realize there were people tracking this stuff all over the world. And somebody's not in Canberra is not going to talk or in Spain or somewhere, but I don't know.
Well,
but still, I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I'm with you there. I believe that we went, but I don't believe what we were shown was what actually happened. I believe that the cover-up and the things that everybody applied to, the faker and things of that nature, were what were created to show us images because what they actually saw and what actually took place that we're going to allow to see. I mean, again, you know, there's apparently they filmed a bunch of stuff in soundstage at the Atomic Energy Commission and Walt Disney Studios, which was under huge locked and guard. Things of that nature. We have the models, but again, I think that what everybody talks about, you know, the cover up and not going. I mean, if anybody's ever seen the footage where they're one small step for men and the lighting rig comes down out of the ceiling and like whacks them, they're like, oh, I guess you want to shoot that again, huh? But I mean, again, I think that stuff that they shot that everyone applies the fakery to and says that we didn't go to the moon is really just what they showed the public, what really happened, what they really got on footage. You're never going to see.
Well, and the other thing too is the fact that you know you get nasty black and white television on the moon, but yet inside the spacecraft they get full color, which strikes me as odd. I mean, why would you change camera types when you've got one that works just dandy inside the spacecraft, and you can see Neil, Buzz, and Mike all in color, but yet when we get out there to the moon, it's a nasty black and white. That's one thing that I've never ever gotten nor understood. I mean, that's the one part of the mission you're going to skip on. Well, we can get to the moon, but we can only show it in black and white. Sorry. That part I don't buy. But, I mean, but back into this two space programs and this weaponization of space, that could really lead to a huge arms race, Josh, and a lot of – I mean, you know this is a military-industrial complex wet dream as far as the amount of money that would be on budget for them producing new arms and new ideas and new satellite technology, stealth technology for satellites – anti-satellite warfare technology. I mean, basically everything that was created down here on Earth, you would have a version of it for space, and you've got a whole military-industrial complex to be ready to kick in. This would be huge from that standpoint for just a set of few companies, just like it has been in every war that's come about.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Nuclear weaponry and nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles, I think, I mean, this is antiquated technology at this point, Mike. I mean, these people are looking for what the next thing is going to be. And the reason that they're, you know, having so much secrecy and they're having so much, you know, want to be the, you know, have the supremacy for the space speed weapons is because then that is what they're going to hold over the rest of the world's head to any country that ever tries to come along and challenge their supremacy. I mean, the space-based weapons are really the final vestige of the New World Order. This is what they have to have installed to get the New World Order fully implemented, because what they want to do is they want to disarm the nuclear option for all countries around the world. And once they have that, they'll have their space-based weapons. And anyone who threatens their supremacy, they'll wipe off the planet with one of these space-based plasma weapons or something of that nature. So this is what This is why such a care and there's such a race going on for this, Mike, is because they have made it very clear, the United States government has made it very clear, anyone that tries to put up anything else, they're going to make sure it comes down. And I believe that's what we had tonight. This was another test, another show of their supremacy, and another challenge to any other country that tries to come along and say, hey, we want to have this going on too. No. You're either part of the New World Order. If you're part of the New World Order, you don't have to worry about your country being hit by one of these weapons. If you're not, you're going to get taken out, and that's the end of it.
Well, and also, too, you know, and some of this might come into the fact that you that it appears that as far as the New World Order is concerned, you've got new factions that are starting to appear. People like the Chinese, the Arabs who have in the Middle East from these oil barons who have a tremendous amount of money and are wanting to wield that into a tremendous amount of power. So you could certainly see somebody like China and Russia, and Russia has no debt, them wanting to wield quite a bit of power. There, in my mind, also seems to be a huge power struggle going on inside the New World Order itself.
Well, absolutely. And basically what you have is, you know, I say this all the time, something I've said many times on my show, which is, you know, the New World Order at this point is a foregone conclusion. Who will run it is not. And that's what these people are fighting for. And, you know, Russia, China, they want their piece of the pie.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute with more. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Fighter.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Don't
313-944-3 is the number if you want to join us tonight on the broadcast. We're talking about this satellite shoot down. I guess Sky High by Jigsaw, perfect bumper for that, because that's exactly what they did tonight, is blew a satellite Sky High from the Aegis cruiser, the Lake Erie, and launched a missile and took the satellite out. And I guess now pieces of it are starting to float harmlessly down to Earth. Plus, of course, they didn't hit the fuel tank, and there's 1,000 pounds of hydrazine that if it lands somewhere and gets loose, somebody's going to have a heck of a problem. But I would imagine that, you know, if they got it to explode and it made one dandy little blast, because 1,000 pounds of hydrazine would definitely light up the night once it would hit, even if it was up 150 miles above the surface of the Earth. We're talking with Josh Reeves of the global reality, and I agree with you, Josh, that you know it is the new world order that's going to rule, but who is going to rule the new world order? And I think that fight is going on now to some degree, and we have essentially what amounts to a bunch of psychopaths fighting for total control of the organization they believe that's going to run everything in the end.
Yeah, that's right, because you've got China, you've got the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, you've got all these different countries that are basically have been cut out. You know, they wanted to retain their sovereignty, they didn't want to go quietly into the night of the New World Order. So now that this thing is so far along, Mike, that these people are being essentially cut out of the plan, and they're going to be reduced to third world status if they don't go along, and they're getting mad about it. I mean, this is why you've got China and Russia. I mean, Vladimir Putin has been, you know, calling for a ban on space-based weapons, because he's not stupid, Mike. He knows that these things are going to render all nuclear weapons completely useless and worthless over the entire planet, and it's going to allow, no matter if anyone is shot down, it's going to allow them to precisely blow one of these up with one of these particle beams anywhere on Earth, and this is where the supremacy is going to be. And these people, I mean, if you look into it, and you can go deeper, and people can look into the bloodlines and things of that nature, and all the different bloodlines rule in all of the different countries. Well, these people, you know, if the bloodlines are split up, but these people all have their own right to rule. They all believe they have their own right to rule. And somebody like Vladimir Putin and the Li family in China and things of that nature, I mean, they are really starting to think that they are not going to have a say in the New World Order. And you know, again, the Rothschilds, the Central European bankers, the Bilderberg Group, these people want it done their way, and you either do it their way or you get cut out. And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, somebody in the RBN chat room wants to know what the significance of the number 33 is anyway.
Well, it has multiple meanings. The significance of the number 33 has to do with the 30. It's actually the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. You have 360 degrees in a circle. The compass is the main tool of Freemasonry. You have the square and compass in the logo. And one of the things about 33 is it's considered the highest obtainable number and the highest obtainable degree on Earth. There are actually 360 degrees to Freemasonry, but 33 of which are only obtainable on Earth according to Freemasonry. So 33 is just significant because it's considered the upper echelon.
I'm going to grab a break. We'll come back. We're talking with Josh Reeves. More on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.